I did not make these rankings podcast network. That is Nasty Bitters, The Sipless, and Eating at the Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Nasty Bitters is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Nasty Bitters Presents the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network Drafts. My name is DeAndre Robinson. I'm here with the I Did Not Make These Podcast Rankings Podcast Network, and a special guest, but let's do some intros. Harvey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Sleeping.
Me? Okay.
He's tongue-tied.
I am tongue-tied. Oh, this is good. I'm used to, like the face showing up because you kind of, like, separate, but that's fine. We don't need all that.
I do all that shit at the end.
Okay, that's cool with me. Hey, Harvey here, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast. And co-host of Love is Black podcast with the hot wife, Carice. No pun intended. That as it is. It's nothing extra to it. Another week, another set of hearts broken, souls taken. The song that you want, I'm taking it first. Just so you know, and I feel no shame when I do it, whether it's Peter Cetera, or it's the Backstreet Boys, I am taking your song. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
You can keep it moving. That
you're whatever.
You can keep all that shit. Anyway, Amanda, it's on you.
Hello, I'm Amanda, the host of The Sip List, co-host of Crime Rewind and An Evening at the Movies. And yeah, I know we talk a lot of 80s and 90s, but I love it. And, you know, I'm here to talk some 90s shit.
I am your host of An Evening at the Movies, along with the blonde-headed woman that just talked, as well as I am a part of Season to Season with Dre and CJ and sometimes Cam, and as well, really, really soon, hopefully, as soon as I get these damn stitches out of my fucking arm, we will be recording the first episode of Literature Reapers, so look for that as well. Everything can be found wherever you get your podcast listening fix. I am happy to be here. I am happy to talk mad shit about Mr. Peter Cetera thief himself, Harvey, and let's do this shit.
And Kendra.
Hello, I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm, the podcast where we come and we talk about crushes. And I got a new project starting up with my husband I'll talk about later.
And Kendra crushed on me today on the
thank you. Wonderful women all month long for Women's History Month.
Check it out.
Amanda's now been on Crushgasm twice.
Oh no. I got a shout out on
the socials.
Don't worry.
I was going to say, Dre might get his feelings hurt if somebody else gets a second spot on Crushgasm.
No, because if somebody else did, I mean, I've been on it twice, and some people haven't been on it not once, so I'm good. All right, with that being said.
Worms open.
With that being said, Willie, man, listen, talk about your podcast, where to find it, everything is about. This is our special guest, Willie. Damn me, Casey, you fucked me up. This is our special guest, Willie, from the Think About Us podcast. Please talk about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, anything special coming up. Shameless plugs.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, my name is Willie Porter. I do a podcast with my beautiful queen, Fianna. We talk about everything relationship-wise, anything dealing with relationship, friendships, work, somebody you don't like, we're going to talk about it. Anything friendship-wise, if something's bothering you, we're going to talk about it. And that's what we do. We have those uncomfortable conversations. That's what we do.
Indeed.
So you can find
us. I'm feeling a Love is Black crossover here.
That's what I told him. That, listen, so Willie was on one-on-one, and I told him that he definitely should hit up Harvey
do a crossover. That's come out down the line out of the whole catalog. But I promise it's coming though.
He broke my heart.
With the video games. with that being said, listen, well, thank Willie for coming on. Hope you have fun. And this is this is our draft. All right. So we are doing 90s soundtrack songs and 90s comedy movies. Now we'll get to non-comedy movies later because I know people are gonna say we did it before, but we'll get to that one soon. Howard, though, we're going to start off with the 90s soundtrack songs. Now, what that means is that it has to be a song on a movie soundtrack that was in the 90s. All right? Simple. Simple. All right. And the roster, and the this is going to go Harvey, Amanda, myself, Casey, Willie, then Kendra. And then it's like always a snake style. So second round is Kendra, Willie, Casey, myself, Amanda, then Harvey. All right? Harvey, you're first.
Like the worst spot when it comes to this, because there's like a few blatantly, ridiculously obvious picks here. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you that I didn't take anything from Men in Black because you know why. So if that's what you want, that's there for you. Don't blame me. I mean, it feels like even though there's some obvious ones, there's really only one that there's a lot, but there's to me, there is one obvious one, and I believe Dolly Parton gets a check from even saying so I will go with I will always love you. That is Whitney from Bodyguard, 1992.
Son of a bitch.
Nice. All right.
I had to pick that, man. Come on.
Amanda.
Honestly, did you really think it was going to get to you, Amanda?
I'm second. I mean,
you get the other blatantly obvious one, then you know.
There's a couple. I'm gonna go ahead and go with. Ooh, I got two love ballads. Which one do I pick? I'm gonna go with "Don't Want to Miss a Thing" from Armageddon.
That's such a good song.
I know, it really is.
Easy added to going
too far.
1999. Oh.
Veto. Veto.
Wow.
Veto. Pick the other one.
Wow. Ooh. Use that veto. Okay. She doesn't get that.
That's interesting. I would wait. I'll just keep my piece.
No. I mean, you want to get a certain time frame. So he can't have to use it. All right.
Okay.
All right. Amanda.
Okay.
This is my last
one. Fine. Fuck you. Everything I do, I do it for you, from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Bastard.
All right, so got a truth. I don't have that song on my list, so Casey might get it. That's what it is. I'm going Bohemian Rhapsody, Wayne's World.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I thought about
really taking that. Really, Dre picks Bohemian Rhapsody?
It is what it is. Casey.
I'm not going to steal it.
The use of us.
Why did you veto it?
What's the point of that? Take it.
He doesn't care who has it. He just doesn't want it
in the next round.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
There's only two. Well, it may come back around, but
just make your pick.
Fuck it. I don't miss a thing. Errol Smith.
Okay. Good.
Get a movie.
I took Errol Smith. Happy Now.
Say the movie.
Armageddon.
Thank you.
Armageddon.
On.
All right, Willie.
I'm going with Al Green, Let's Stay Together from Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. That was on my list as well. Jeez.
Interesting.
That's my wedding song.
All right, and Kendra.
I got to go with The Wonders, That Thing You Do. That Thing You Do.
The Oneaters.
All right, so round one is I Will Always Love You. Everything I do for you. Bohemian Rhapsody. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Well, Let's Stay Together. And That Thing You Do. Kendra, round two.
From South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. How long have
you? Damn you.
Performed by Carson.
Which song did you take?
Kyle's mom's a bitch.
Wow. Do you hear she said that? Kyle's mom's a bitch. She hit that B hard.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing.
Damn it. I should have known. I had that written down and thought I could like steal it and everybody's gonna go, what? And of course, Kendra, because it's Kendra.
It's an amazing pick. It's the amazing pick right there.
Yep.
All right. Ironic. Ooh. Kyle tattoo on my leg.
All right, Willie's on you.
So me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Thieves in the Temple by Prince, Graffiti Bridge.
Ooh.
Okay.
I didn't even think of that.
All right. Casey.
John Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory, Young Guns 2, 1990.
Jerk.
You're welcome. Twice.
All right. It's on me. Let's go animated here because I like what Kendra did here. Let's go. I Just Can't Wait to Be King, Lion King.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Amanda.
I'm going to go partially animated with I Believe I Can Fly from Space Jam.
Shit. I should put that first. So let's come back. All right. Harvey.
Hey, back-to-back picks. I'm about to take some big ones.
All right.
Well, let's start with... Oh, wow. Let's start with Gangsta's Paradise.
Damn it.
That would be cool. Dangerous Minds.
Yep, good one.
All right. Before Harvey picking his second pick, let's go off the... Let's say round two. Round two, Kyle's mom's a big fat bitch.
These full in the title. Temple. I like that. That's good.
These in the Temple. I Just Can't Wait to Be King. I Believe I Can Fly. Nice. And Gangsta Paradise.
All thanks, right, Harvey. Dad.
Harvey's on you.
That's my dad, everybody.
Oh,
hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Ooh, I kind of want to take this one. Let's hope it stays. Let's go with End of the Road.
You motherfucker!
I knew it!
Boomerang. You son of a bitch!
I knew it.
Very, very nice pick.
Listen, Willie has gone straight black, so I have to, like, I can't let them sit. Like, he's going to sit in and take them. So I'm like...
There's some good black picks on here, for sure.
Amanda's on you.
Speaking of keeping it black, I'm going to go with Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day from Friday.
Oh. All right.
Didn't have to even use my AK.
Yeah, it was a good day. let's do Kiss from a Rose, Batman Forever.
Good one.
The only good part of that movie.
Only literally. Well, nibbles
on the song of the year for that. Grammy for that track.
Jim Carrey as the Riddler was great in that movie.
So I'm not gonna lie, that movie's really underrated though. It really is.
Not bad.
It's not the best Batman movie at all. It did what it did.
It's comic booky.
It's a comic booky. I don't want to say that. But it was a family movie, and that's what it did. Campy, so it's what it is. All right, Casey.
1991, Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Terminator,
oh.
Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine.
You Could Be Mine. I had that one too. It's Terminator 2, by the way.
Did I not say Terminator 2?
No, you said Terminator.
Terminator 2.
Thank you, CJ. I agree.
It's better than Batman and Robin. All right, there you go. All right, Willie's on you.
Cakes, Touch Me, Tease Me, The Nutty Professor.
Nice.
My friends. Oh, damn it.
That was good on my list as one.
Well. I feel like everything that Willie has on was on my list. I saw the second one.
Like, I feel like Willie's not gonna have like Sinatra on his list. He's like people on that list, brother, and I respect it, man.
100%. All right, Kendra's on you.
I gotta go hardcore hip hop here with Ninja Rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Secret of the Ooze.
Okay. Kendra,
I had that too. My brother made me watch that as a child.
I woke up for this. This is what I woke up for.
You have no idea, bro. Kendra pulls some shit out of her. You have no idea. No, and they're always the best picks, dude.
I never will.
I got to stop telling myself that I can make these kind of picks like Kendra does, because she always takes them before I do, because I have that one too.
Did you really? Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes.
All right.
It's Vanilla Ice's best song.
Ninja, right? It is his best. It is his best song. Period.
It was.
Fuck Ice Ice Baby. Ninja, all right. All right. Round three. End of the road. It was a good day. Kiss from a rose. You could be mine. Touch me, tease me, and ninja rap. Kendra, surprise me again. Come on, round four.
Well, this one I always thought was by the character, but it's actually Less Than Jake's "We're All Dudes" from Good Burger. Mm. Oh, yeah. Less Than Jake actually did the version, but yeah, I thought it was Kel. We could say Kel Mitchell.
Okay. All right. Well, Willie, it's on you.
I can't. I don't know if I can top that.
Nobody can top Kendra.
No. Yeah. Aretha Franklin, "Do Right Woman, Do Right Man," Dead President soundtrack.
Nice.
Okay.
Willie with the old school picks. I love it.
I appreciate the love. Keeping it dark up in this bitch. Dark. Dark. That's what's up, Will. I see you.
All right. Casey.
Let's see. 1991 from the movie Rush. Written and sang by Eric Clapton. Tears in Heaven.
Suck.
Yeah. My heart.
Oh, you bastard. Oh.
All right, it's on me. Because Kendra brings it out of me. I gotta go comical as well. Let's go. Let's go Claymation. I think it's Claymation. Let's go "This Is Halloween" from "Nightmare Before Christmas."
Nice. Nice. Well, before Kendra takes another one of my off the wall picks, because she inspires me and I want to be her when I grow up, so I'm trying to get inside her mind.
You don't want to go there.
I was going to try to save this for my bench, but I'm just going to go ahead and take it now. "Damn, It Feels Good to Be a Gangster" from Office Space.
Yeah. I really just wrote bench next to that's you.
I love that song.
Okay. Okay. All
right. Well, Harvey is on you.
Damn. Damn. One more thing. Damn. Okay. Son of a bitch. I thought that was gonna last. Okay.
I was scared of Kendra taking it.
Well,
I've never seen that movie.
You have seen Office Space?
There's so, I swear, you could do a podcast about what movies I have not seen. And you would have like a million episodes.
That'll be a good draft. Movies that you should have seen, but you didn't see.
Yeah. Office Space is amazing.
It is absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am going to go with "Are You That Somebody" by Aaliyah from Dr. Doolittle.
I didn't have that.
I neither.
That was an absolute banger for her, man.
So, round four. "We're Our Dudes."
Do right issues.
"Do Right Women, Do Right Men." "Tears in Heaven." "This Is Halloween." "Damn It Feel Good to Be a Gangster." And "Are You That Somebody." Harvey, is on you again.
I'm feeling good about my list. So I feel like I can go a little bit left field. I'm going to go with "I Want to Sex You Up" by Color Me Bad from the New Jack City soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda.
I can't decide. I don't know if I want to try to get votes or if I just want to be stupid.
Kyle's mom's a bitch, won't get up.
That better get you all the votes. Like, I will vote for you for that one. I am going to go with the Violent Femmes Blister in the Sun from Grosse Pointe Blank.
My friend got kicked out of their concert for socking someone. I was like, that's a Violent Femme.
I'm not allowed to punch somebody at a Femme show? What the hell?
That seems so fun.
So it's on me. Let's go. Exhale, shoop, shoop.
Nice.
Whitney Houston, Waiting to Exhale.
Yep.
Again, the best version of that is the Jimmy Fox Show. All the brothers in jail say. <Just laugh. laughs> All right, Casey.
So I need some color on my list. So we're going to go to 1994. Above the Rim, Regulate. Warren G and Nate.
Thought that was going to make it, but it shouldn't.
Mount up. I thought about taking that instead of Ice Cube, but.
No, you didn't.
Actually, I got two questions. How many rounds is this going, the music one?
So it goes, five rounds to one bench, so six rounds.
Okay. All right. And then. My second question is, does anybody know why songs get taken off of soundtracks?
Take off?
Yeah.
If they didn't get the rights to keep the track. Sometimes a song will just show up on a commercial. It doesn't mean it's on the soundtrack. It's just them promoting the movie. But if they didn't get the rights to the song, then they just can't put it on there. You got to pay for that ish. So.
Okay. So in that case, I'm going with Above the Rim, Tupac, Pain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was it not on the soundtrack, or it was?
It was, but then it got taken off.
Okay.
When it originally came out on CD, it was on there.
Gotcha.
But now you go like the Spotify to stream it; it's not on there anymore.
Boo!
Wait a minute, it's Tupac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Tupac stuff readily available on to stream? Is that
it? Is it? Yeah.
It
is.
It
actually was on Spotify. Like last year, and then all of a sudden now it's gone.
That's the record label. That's probably the record label.
And I think it's because it's Interscope
or Roosters.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. The label.
Because Tupac was in a movie, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Pour Out a Little Liquor is still on there.
Mm.
But that particular song, he had like two or three songs on that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm gonna give it to you, so that's good.
Yeah, all right. Good.
And then Kendra,
my only really serious pick, and I really do love the song, has one of my favorite lyrics. It's the Goo Goo Dolls' "Iris" from City of Angels.
I had that.
I haven't seen that movie either, but I really like
it. Really? Bring tissues, girl. Bring tissues. That's all I have to say.
Oh, cheesy at its worst.
So I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen the movie either, but the song is amazing. I love the song.
And actually, that is a remake of a French movie, and the French version is even better if you don't mind reading subtitles. But
agreed.
Round five. I Want to Sex You Up, Blister in the Sun, Exhale, Shoop, Shoop. Regulate, Pain, and Iris. Kendra, you got one more pick. It's your bench.
I gotta go back to Animated though, from Bebe's Kids. Face on Love, I ain't having it.
Oh, okay. Listen, we got to check my vote.
You
haven't seen Bebe's Kids. Watch it.
Oh, so you haven't seen Bebe's Kids either? Bebe's Kids is amazing.
No, I have. Oh.
I hope we all have that on our 90s comedies list. Cause
oh, my goodness. That shit. Oh, my God. That's amazing. All right, Willie.
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Nice.
What movie? What soundtrack was that on?
The movie, What's Love Got to Do With It?
Wait, was that 80s though?
It was on the movie soundtrack.
The movie in the 93.
The movie's in the 90s.
Yeah, okay. That's so like a blatantly obvious pick. Like I'm mad.
Yeah,
like that's so easy. It really was.
That pick you knew. What movie is that from?
Shit. That's two. Okay. Okay.
Casey's on you.
Just a second here, really quick. I'm looking at a date to make sure. Because I really would like to blow my co-host's mind by making this pick because she hasn't done it yet. But we are going to go with
time frame, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
10 seconds of the shot clock.
Bite me. Dreaming of You, Selena.
Okay.
All right. So, this is me pandering for votes. I'm not gonna lie. And I kind of want to.
My heart thing. Will go on.
My heart will go on. It's my pick.
I'll do it.
My heart.
How did that last this deep? Like.
And damn I hate it. That fuck. I hate that fucking movie with a passion. But
the song's good though.
I got a panda for the votes. So there you go. All right, Amanda, so you.
So I actually was going to come out swinging with a Selena song. It actually wasn't going to be that one. So now I'm deciding if I want to do that because I don't want to feel like I'm copying. Damn it.
she knows me. She knows me. She knows for a fact that I fucked that movie with a passion. But I know people love that movie, so I mean that's what it is. And people love Celine Dion, so I mean,
yeah, there that's you go. True. All right, I'm gonna go super random, and go with George Strait, Heartland from Pure Country.
Nice.
That wasn't on my list at all.
Song about the Heartland.
I feel like you got any type of shade on this podcast that wasn't on your list. but Harvey,
you get know the what? Very, I don't care. I love that movie.
Harvey, get the very, very, very last pick.
My list, Whitney, Coolio, Boyz II Men, The League. I feel good. Mm-hmm. Do I pick something? Do I go thoroughly random here? And I feel like I don't even know if it's thoroughly random, but it's.
Do it.
Do it. I mean, it's not my taking anything from you, but
use all the shot clock. Come on.
Yeah.
I know how long 30 seconds is. I'm good. I'm
so
good.
Your wife.
Let
hey,
wow. Wow. I'm going to go with, wow. Okay. I'm offended. Wow. I'm going to go with I'm Gonna Be by the Proclaimers from Benny and June.
Yep.
And we'll end it on a supremely Caucasian note. And we'll go with that. Yes.
So that one and the one I picked and also What Is Love from Night at the Roxbury were all in my top three for which I should pick for my bench. I'm going to lose.
So many other good picks here I didn't go with.
So, Harvey, here's everybody's rosters. Harvey, I Will Always Love You, Gangsta's Paradise, End of the Road, Are You That Somebody, I Want to Sex You Up, and I'm Gonna Be. Amanda, I Think I Do For You, I Believe I Can Fly, It Was a Good Day, Damn It Feel Good to Be a Gangster, Blister in the Sun, and Heartland. Myself, Bohemian Rhapsody, I Just Can't Wait to Be King, Kiss from a Rose, This Is Halloween, Exhale, shoot. It's only two shoots, sorry. And My Heart Will Go On. Casey, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Blaze of Glory, You Could Be Mine, Tears in Heaven, Reculate, and Dream of You.
It's a good roster.
Willie, Let's Stay Together, Thieves in the Temple, Touch Me, Tease Me, Do Right Women, Do Right Men, pain and what's love got to do with it. And Kendra, that thing you do, cow of mom's a bitch, ninja rap. We all are dudes, Iris, and I ain't having it. That's fucking fantastic. that is a fantastic fucking God damn. So we will be having this rosters out for voting really soon. Big shout out to you know, nobody knows the Amanda does all the rosters for all the colorful and rosters for it so you can vote. So big shout out to Amanda for doing that. And yeah, before we go to our second draft, we gotta go backward, back in time to see who won.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Last week's drafts for classic rock tied for third place was Chris from Today We Laughed and Learned podcast and myself. Kendra was second, and first was Casey. Sitcom supporting characters tied for second was Chris from Today We Laughed and Learned podcast and Harvey. But I won. I don't know how I won, but there you go. Because I just picked bullshit from y'all, and that's what happened. So I guess what the difference is like. All right. However, though, next week's drafts will be Chappelle Show skits. All right. And the next one, because he wanted to make a surprise. Casey, what's next week's draft?
Next week we are going to make a musical playlist of all songs that the great Harvey can aerobicize to. Keyword aerobicize. I do not want any iron pumping, weightlifting bullshit. We're going to aerobicize, and the subtitle for the episode will be Sweating with the Oldie.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to need some parameters later on for that.
Yeah. So God is truth. Yeah, we need to talk about that because, one, if people don't know who Harvey is, it's going to be hard to vote. So I'm not going to lie.
Let's just sweat into the oldies.
Yeah.
No, the disrespect.
Richard Simmons. Harvey Aerobics. Yes, thank you, CJ.
Wow. Harvey Aerobics. Screw you, CJ.
All right. So we will get to that. We're going to talk about that more because I do need some more parameters on that. So we're going to do some Harvey Robics and Chappelle Show. All right. Chappelle Show skits. With that being said, though, let's get a little more cutthroat. We are doing 90s comedy movies. Now, a long time ago, we first started this. Me, Amanda, Casey, and got it right here. Me, man, Casey, and Kevin actually did this a long time ago, but we didn't have three other people doing it with us. So we are doing this again. However, though, for some reason, we can't choose the same. Me, Amanda, and Casey cannot choose the same roster that we chose for some reason. It is what it is. All right. So if you choose that, we got to say and wrong. We can't choose it. All right. With that being said,
I wrote mine down so I'd know not to pick any of mine.
Well, I still got it here, so I'll let everybody know. But I did write my downs as well to make sure.
I mean, I just wrote them down for me so I would know I couldn't pick it. But yeah.
With that being said, the order is Amanda's first, then Casey, then Willie, then Harvey, then myself, then Kendra up the rear again. Sorry, baby.
Again, poor Kendra.
All right. With that being said, Amanda, you are first.
All right. Because we already did this and I picked some of my favorites last time and I really tried to win and I don't believe that I did. Or maybe, I don't remember. Anyway, my picks are going to be some of my off-the-wall favorites. So we are going to start out with So I Married an Axe Murderer.
You suck the largest of balls. I just want you to know that.
Damn you.
Wow. I didn't even mean
my
that.
My dad's watching, so I don't want to say, but.
Wow. Excuse, I apologize, Mr. Amanda, but damn it.
Well, Facebook users, the Facebook user loved that pick.
Oh, great. Absolute fantastic pick. So good.
Love that movie so much.
So right. Good.
And Casey.
My cousin Vinny.
Damn you.
All right, Willie.
Pulp Fiction.
Nice.
All right, Harvey.
Let's go with Dumb and Dumber.
Nice.
You son of an onion.
You sold a dead bird to a blind kid?
Okay, I had that already. Last one. So let's go House Party.
Damn it. Nice.
Oh, and by the way, I said in the chat, I'm going to say this now. Since I can't pick the picks I'll normally pick the last time, I'm just going all black. All my picks are going to be black. Black.
Now, just blackity, blackity, black, black,
black. Like, all black, all black?
It's going to be...
Black on black.
All right. I'm going to check my list so we good.
Okay. It's going to be all black. Just let everybody know. Facebook user, I don't know who you are to pick one. So I'm going to say no for right now.
You can pick one at the end after we've all made our picks so that you don't influence anyone.
And Dumb and Dumber was my grandma's favorite movie.
Grandma had great taste. Let's do it.
All right. And Kendra.
I gotta go with John Waters' Serial Mom first.
Oh, Kendra! You stole one of my again.
All right, so first round.
So good.
So I Married an Ex-Murderer, My Cousin Vinny, Pulp Fiction, Dumb and Dumber, House Party, and Serial Mom. Kendra is on you again.
A movie I don't know why I loved as like a third, fourth grader, but The First Wives Club.
Yes. Did I say generic? I'm confused.
Generic as maybe their name's not posting. Is that Papa?
Oh, that might be somebody that Amanda knows and wants you to know why.
Because it says Facebook user. I don't know who you are.
All right. So on me. Make sure I didn't pick this last time. All right, let's go Friday.
Nice.
No, I picked that one last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Harvey.
It was white to start. Let's go black the next one. Let's go Half Baked.
Nice. Black, bro.
Oh, it's Amanda. Oh, hi Amanda. My other friend Amanda.
Okay. There's so many of us. Like,
there's a lot of white girls named Amanda, I know. So,
yeah.
So
there's a lot.
It is. I don't know. Maybe listen. I don't know why you are like this. If you want to go on my personal page and look at it, I'm pretty sure it'd be fine. But I'm pretty sure you're on the. You might be on the show's page. So go on my personal page and you'd be fine. All right, Willie.
Since you're going black, I'm going to go black.
There you go.
Brooklyn.
Oh, good pick.
Nice. Good one.
Hey, Spike in the house. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Casey.
So I feel like I'm going to do this as kind of the revenge, kind of metaphorical, not literal, slap in the face to the girls. And I'm going to take the Alicia Silverstone classic, Clueless.
Wasn't even on my list.
I could have taken Clueless. It wasn't. Wow. I didn't take it last time. So.
Wasn't even on my list.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Sorry. You can have that. On my list.
I just did it because of the fact that I booted it out of the damn relay draft in the first round that last time.
Yes.
All right, Amanda.
All right, for my number two pick, I am going to go with the Kevin Smith classic, Dogma.
Nice.
Nice. That was on my list.
Okay.
All right. So, round two, we have First Wives Clubs, Friday, Half Baked, Crooklyn, Clueless, and Dogma. Amanda, you're next.
All right. In keeping with my random ass funny shit, my third pick is going to be Soap Dish.
Soap Dish, Kevin Klein, Whoopi. Oh, that movie's so much fun. That movie is so much fun. That is fun.
Casey.
1994, Jim Carrey, The Mask.
Damn it.
Nice.
I was just looking at that.
Okay. Willie.
Another 48 hours. Bifocals?
Another 48 hours.
Oh. Wait. Was that 90s?
It was 90.
No, it's 1990. Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, it's 90.
All right. I want to make counts. Sure. It counts. Mm-hmm. How many cent counts? I want to make sure. All right. Because we think about another 40 hours, you don't think about 90s at all.
Like, yeah.
That must came out 1990, January 1st at 12:01. All right. Harvey.
I dug in the crate for it.
Okay, it's my pick. Let's go with There's Something About Mary.
Very nice. Jerry picked that last time, right?
I did.
Yeah.
So let's go for my friend Amanda / May. I was going to try to pick it in the bench, but I can't, you know, call it now. Let's go Sister Act 2 here.
Back in the habit, baby. You know Kendra was going to take that if you didn't.
I know.
I got a better sequel in mind for my pick. Look Who's Talking Now.
Oh, thank you. Trilogy. She's not wrong. This is the best. That's the best one. All three is the best one. And it got, I think got a 0% Rotten Tomatoes. Which
fools.
Yes, it did. Rotten Tomatoes.
All right. So. Round three, Soap Dish, The Mask, Another 48 Hours, Something About Mary, Sister Act 2, and Look Who's Talking Now. Kendra.
Spice World.
Yes.
That movie is so funny and ridiculous. The aliens.
It's so cute.
You can have that shit.
You don't know cinema.
Apparently I don't, because I'm about to pick one of Harvey's favorite people of all time. Let's go Bad Boys here.
Nice.
Damn it. I was just about to not pick that now. Damn it. Son of a bitch.
Okay, Harvey, Bad Boys is a fantastic movie and franchise. I don't care if you don't like Will Smith. Bad Boys is awesome.
I'm one person who doesn't appreciate it. Don't worry. They're fine without me. My Lord is funny as hell, though. It's fine. My Lord is good.
All right, Harvey's on you.
Oh, damn. Let's go with Happy Gilmore.
I just watched that for the first time.
Oh my god.
Seriously, Kendra?
Wow.
It was in your home. It was
good. All right, Willie.
The Distinguished Gentleman. Mm. Eddie Murphy.
Distinguished
one.
Some bitch.
Oh, that is such an underrated Eddie movie, man.
That movie is
absolutely hilarious.
Love that movie.
All right.
Good pick.
Casey.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. It's bobsled time. Cool runnings.
Very nice.
Good job, Casey. All right. And Amanda.
Okay. I am going to go with Two Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Wesley Snipes. Patrick Swayze.
I know one person that's going to get a vote from.
I told you I'm going ridiculous.
No, one of my friends, that's his favorite movie of all time.
It's an amazing movie.
So round four is Spice World, Bad Boys, Happy Gilmore, The Distinguished Gentleman, Cool Running, and 2-1 Fu. Amanda, round five.
All right, so I'm already not winning this, and I'm picking this one because I don't know how many people have seen it. I think Casey has because we've discussed it. Anybody else, if you've seen it, tell me. But I am going with Stay Tuned.
I'm sorry. I love that movie.
Outside of Harvey and Casey. I'm sorry, buddy.
It is fucking hilarious. It is about, it's like, they're not aliens. It's like the devil. The devil takes over and the parents get sucked into the TV cable network and the kids are trying to
see. Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
And they're on all the different shows. Like they're okay. Tom and Jerry and they're trying to see.
So funny. I've seen
Jeffrey Jones is in it. I love that movie.
Okay. All right. I've seen it. Yes. 100%. It's one of them gems that you don't remember. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You should watch it, Father.
Your dad hasn't seen it, though. All right. Casey.
Shiitake mushrooms. No, I don't want that one. The Nutty Professor.
Thank you. Nice. Hercules.
All right, Willie.
This is last round.
Wait. Sorry.
No.
Sorry. Casey, you picked that in round four last time. You can't pick that.
I did?
Oh, shit. Ooh, burn. Veto.
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Nice.
Okay, that's good. Okay. All right.
You got Willie, you got two picks left, bro.
Two?
Yep.
All right. Talking Dirty After Dark, Martin Lawrence.
Okay. Okay. I feel you.
I tell you, I went to the crates.
Yes, you did. You was digging. You digging deep.
That Walmart $5 bin, gotcha.
If you can find it there.
All right, Harvey.
Let's do Ace Ventura.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's true or not, and the dunk contest this year proved it wasn't. Let's go, White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer?
Whatever a white dude wanted,
no.
Didn't he?
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said didn't. Okay, never mind. I was like.
Yes, that's what I said. He proved that it wasn't true. Let's go, White Man Can't Jump. And I did see the trailer for that bullshit that's coming out now.
So bad.
I'm talking about 90s White Man Can't Jump. All right.
Yeah.
It's
why
so bad.
Can't they stop? Like Space Jam, House Party, White Men Can't Jump. Stop remaking
because
all
they
of
know
my favorite
people are
movies.
Gonna flock to the damn movie theater and Jesus. Put the damn money down. People need to quit going to the movie theater and putting their money down.
Who's in the remake for White Men?
A white rapper and some unknown basketball player.
Some guy.
That's all right. Yeah.
Some melanin skinned man.
Yeah.
Melanin skinned. Okay.
Melanin laden.
Kendra, so you.
I think that Space Jam 2 could have worked if they did a different sport. They shouldn't have did basketball again. And I'll die on that hill. It could have been good. Tom Brady, football, but he probably had 80 for Brady already. So
yeah, true. Which I want to see.
It's so take that one. Take tissues.
Okay,
that's rough. Okay. So my.
It's rough. Like shit. Like,
it's a hard. I was crying, like booger crying.
You're not going to give me a cry over Tom Brady. I'm good. It's a wrap.
I'm going. This movie, I legit watch at least probably once a month. Kindergarten Cop. It's so
nice.
Classic.
Girls have a vagina. Boys have a penis.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah. Living
in Oregon, you have to watch that shit like at least.
I know 10 times. That right, and maybe. Both Astoria, that and the Goonies. That's I want to live there.
Okay, so round five. Stay tuned. Austin Powers, Talking Dirty After Dark, Ace Ventura, White Man Can't Jump, and Kindergarten Cop. Kendra, it's on you.
Oh, this one's hard. I gotta go with starring, she's gonna win an Oscar soon, Jamie Lee Curtis. I gotta go House Arrest.
I love that movie.
Oh my God, I forgot she was in that.
I love that. It's one of my absolute favorites.
It's so ridiculous. It's amazing.
Yeah, I really hope she wins the Oscar.
She's going to. She's owed one, and that's when people get them. Not when they were supposed to get it, but later on. She's getting it. Just like, what's her name's going to win one, too? From, I can't think today. Yes, from Black Panther. We're going to give her one. Angela's going to get
because,
her too. Yeah.
Because she put, look, you've seen Black Panther too? Like, she, oh my God. She damn it.
Yeah, but Angela Bassett deserved an Oscar way before this shit. What's left to do with it?
That's what I'm saying. She should have won. She could have got supporting for Malcolm X. She could have gotten lead for What's Love Got to. She's been owed an Oscar. She's going to get it. That's what's going to happen.
But she better because Beverly Sue, she was a fucking amazing. All right. Heck,
Brendan Fraser doesn't win Best Actor, I riot.
He's winning. There's nothing being ever so obvious ever than him winning. Nothing since like Jamie Foxx with Ray because they just had it every time. I'm going to. Right. I have access to it now. Thank you, Dre. Appreciate that.
Okay. Well, it's on me. And I said I was going to go black. I'm going to keep going black. I'm going black to black and I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. I'm black and I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. I'm going CB4.
Wow, man. There you go. I was ready.
I was going CB4. I couldn't go all black with that. But I started getting that song, so I had to get that song. All right. Somehow I had to get that song. So
CB4.
Harvey is on you.
Okay. There are so many picks left sitting here.
Yes, we could do a round two. And technically we could do a round two.
We could do another episode. Yeah.
We already did it.
But we could do another episode.
We could do another one. I am going to pick something that's in one of my favorites.
We're not done yet.
Juice is not a comedy.
ain't nothing funny about that.
When
dude closes the locker door and then Tupac is just there looking at him, that's funny as hell.
Tupac creepy as shit in that movie. Like, that's not a fucking comedy.
No.
All right, Harvey's on you.
Oh wow. I can't do it. There's too many good ones sitting here.
It's a lot.
I know I have so much. All right, let's go with The Wedding Singer.
Yes.
Got a whole list of black movies that I still can go.
I know I had a black one that I almost picked, but there's too many good ones sitting here.
Oh, because the black one's not good? I see you saying.
It's not that it's good.
That's what I heard.
Whatever. I picked half baked. Y'all can leave me alone.
All right. Willie, here's on you.
I'm going to stay black. Boomerang.
There you go. What's up?
I see you.
There you go.
Okay.
When are we going to fuck?
Gotta coordinate. Hey, Kendra, say it for me.
Pussy.
Yeah, Kendra.
pussy.
She's so cute. She's like, oh my God. Listen, I feel you now, Harvey. That shit sounds weird.
It don't feel right. Like, I feel dirty hearing her say that. Like, it's not right.
Shit sounds real weird.
She said it like 10 times last week.
I know.
I showered for an hour after that.
All right. Casey's on you.
All right. We are going to shout out to somebody who deserves to win an Academy Award. And like we discussed earlier, probably will. 1994 action comedy, co-starred with Arnold Schwarzenegger, True Lies.
I guess that was funny.
Okay.
Was it?
It's funny. It's an action comedy for sure.
Mm-hmm. And right there, action comedy.
I mean, do what you gotta do, buddy. Listen,
hey, man, it's your pick, bro. It's good.
All right.
And not like My Girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a rom-com, dumbass.
Yeah, definitely rom-com. All right. Anyway, Amanda, you get the very last pick.
All right. To finish out my obscure AF picks, this is for my husband, who has been super sweet to me lately, and this is one of his favorite movies, Nothing Better But Trouble.
Man. Ooh. Oh. I love that fucking movie.
So good. Ackroyd, Chevy. Oh, so good. So good.
Tupac and Digital Underground.
All around the world, same song.
Yep.
All around the world, same song. I love that shit. That's a classic.
I'm sorry. Can I interrupt for just a second?
Okay.
Yeah.
I am interrupting this broadcast to let you know that the Oklahoma City Thunder have beat the Warriors 137-128 in your fucking face.
Fuck you. In your face.
Yes, yes.
Golden State can suck it.
All right. So let's do the rosters. Amanda. So I married an ex-murderer. Murder. Damn. Dogma. Soap Dish. 2-1-Fu. Stay Tuned. And Nothing But Trouble. Casey. My Cousin Vinny. Clueless. The Mask. Cool Runnings. Austin Powers. And True Lies. Willie. Pulp Fiction. Crooklyn. Another 40 Hour. Distinguished Gentleman. Talking Dirty After Dark. And Boomerang. Harvey, Dumb and Dumber, Half Baked, Something About Mary, Happy Gilmore, Ace Ventura, and The Wedding Singer. Myself, House Party, Friday, Sister Act 2, Bad Boys, White Man Can't Jump, and CB4. Yes, that comes with Kool-Aid, some sugar, and all right, and a big ass barbecue. All right, so and Kendra, Cereal Mom. First Wives Club, Look Who's Talking Now, Spice World, Kindergarten Cop, and House Arrest. All right.
Kendra, I can't believe you didn't have Drop Dead Fred. I was leaving it out there for you.
It's on my bench, but
I almost took it, and I was like, no, Kendra loves that movie.
I know.
God.
It's the best movie ever.
Is it, though?
I don't know about that, but
I wrote a whole essay about how it is the perfect mirror of a traumatized millennial.
Oh.
And that's why we like it so, because she has a breakdown and then she has to make up this friend for nostalgia, and millennials are like the most nostalgic freaking people. God, we're horrible, but yeah, it's all about that.
Have you met Gen X?
Right after the mud pies, I was like, all right, fuck that. All right. So those were our rosters. Please go out and vote. Thank you for voting. We have a lot of votes on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So thank you so much for voting. And next week we will be doing Chappelle's Show skits and old people lunatics. I'm a 100%. Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna come up with a name for it. I mean, Fight with the Oldies is fine, but
I'm confused as what this really means. Yeah. So
let's call it Jazzercise.
We'll talk about it soon. But Jesus, all right. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and let's say goodbye, everybody. Starting with you.
Hello again, it's Amanda, host of the Sip List, top five podcast, co-host of Evening at the Movies up there, and Crime Rewind. So please check those shows out, as well as all of the other shows that these lovely people will tell you about, and have a great night.
Thank you, Amanda. Next.
God, that's an ugly face.
It is not. You be quiet.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Casey, I am the host of An Evening at the Movies, everybody's favorite movie-based podcast, where, again, sometime this month, we will be eating stale popcorn and drinking watered-down sodas, as you per will. Requested by the next person who's going to speak after me. Also, stay tuned. We've got new episodes of Season to Season. Dre and Harvey and Cam. Or not Dre and Harvey. Dre, CJ, and Cam.
Oh,
as well as we will be recording the first episode of Literature Reapers coming up very soon as well, all of which can be found wherever you get your podcast listening fix. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you need to check out the network on www.idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com. Thank you very much. And Harvey, the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you very much. This was fun. I would just like to say, as I look upon my lists, if I don't win both of these, this shit is rigged. That's all I'd like to say. I got Whitney and Boyz II Men on a list together. I don't know how y'all don't vote for me.
Dre already took the if he doesn't win, everyone's racist.
Basically. Claim.
You can't take it too. Only yes, Dre, I can. Only one person gets it.
Okay. Then if I don't win, y'all sexist. All right. So let's okay. just do that. Okay.
That's
fair. That's fine. I also have two Jim Carrey movies, Adam Sandler. I should win, damn it. I have three, son of a bitch. Either way,
ageist.
Whatever it takes for me to get a win, I'd like to say I mentioned what I host, Men of the Prize and Love is Black podcast. I'd like to thank all of the members of the crew for wearing the merch. Thank you very much for showing off the goods. This was fun. Willie, I hope you enjoyed it. This was an enjoyable time, and let's keep it moving. And I hope to be picking both of the topics in 2 weeks. And I got one that's going to shake your life. I can't wait to throw it at you.
Don't hold your breath, Grandpa.
Please, please. Where's my Metamucil shake? Where is it?
Me? All right. Okay. Hello. I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm. You can find everything about all the crushes at crushgasmpodcast.com. And me and my husband, we are starting a podcast together called Food Show Fanatics because we watch all those cooking shows and judge them. So we're just going to recap. And right now we're going to start with Spring Baking Championship. So be on the lookout.
If you do MasterChef, Next Level Chef, call me. Yes.
We're going to do all when they're in season. So right now, Spring Baking, and we'll see what follows, what Gordon Ramsay gives us. Hopefully.
Next Level Chef is on right now.
We didn't like that one too much.
Okay. Yeah, somewhere it's average.
My 8-year-old daughter loves Is It Cake, and she'll listen. So do
Yes, that's so good.
She loves that show.
So God is truth. I mean, I'm not the biggest cooking fan either, but Next Level Chef, I don't like either because it reminds me too much of America. All the rich get the best, and the poor get the worst.
But that's not how they do it.
I'm just saying, it's up. So somebody getting the worst of the shit. So it's what it is. All right. Also, let's talk to our special guest, Willie. Take us away, man.
Man, this is like some Brady Bunch shit.
Yeah.
I'm Willie, co-host of the Thing About Us podcast, where we talk about everything relationships. You want to have those uncomfortable conversations, this is the podcast to come listen to, merch wise anyways. But I appreciate y'all having me on. I had fun. Harvey, am I talking to Harvey or Harvey? Because I listen to the show.
How I know.
I listen to the show. So when y'all come back from y'all break, look me up.
Okay. We love good black love, bro. So I'll come find you when the time comes.
We there.
All right, so, That's what's up.
But I appreciate y'all having me on. Dre, I appreciate the invite again. This was fun. If you ever do a martial arts, let me know.
Like martial arts draft or like because all I know is karate and jiu-jitsu.
Movies.
Okay.
Yeah, right, cool. I'll say movies. There's a movie.
All right, cool. Like,
there's like 20 Jean-Claude
movies. It got me more to just that statement right there. All right, but listen, if you ever do some karate movies or martial art movies, I promise to hit you up. All right.
Yeah. Now, not this late, because it's like almost 11, and I gotta be up in like 3 hours.
Oh damn! So, thanks for staying up, man. We appreciate it.
Maybe you'll win
one, and it'll be worth it.
Yeah,
you're the second person that had to stay up, and last week had somebody from Australia. She said
UK.
Like, yeah, she started at 4 in the morning. Yeah, it was crazy.
She's 4 o'clock at the time.
Yeah. Right, so, but, hey, I'm dedicated. I'm tired.
What's up?
But I'm dedicated.
100%. All right. Well,
thank
again,
you, Willie.
Thank you, Willie, for coming
thank
out.
Thank you.
So, my name is Jandra Robinson, host of Everything Masturbators. If you ever come on the draft, please let me know. We will never say no to you guys coming on the draft because a lot of y'all talk shit anyway. Oh, you did this and did this. All right, you cool. You think you're cool for school? Come on. Come bring your asses here.
Yeah,
right. Your asses.
You think you can pick better than us? Come on.
Come on the show. It is an open invite.
Especially on Twitter, people are like, no, that's wrong. I'm going to make my own list. Mm-hmm. Then fucking come on.
Come on. No, the God of truth, and I'm just saying, Willie said that I need to come on the show. All right, and he backed it up too. He came on the show. So shout out to Willie because he backed it up. We'll see if he's going
to
win.
And but he came to play.
All right. So thank Willie for coming on. Like I said, my name is Dan Robinson. I'm a host of Everything Masturbators, from the drafts to the 1-on-1s, 2-on-2s, so forth, so on. Season is will be recording on Thursday. And yeah, thank you all for coming out, and thank you all for listening and watching. And we are out.